morning, brothers and sisters.
各位弟兄姐妹平安啊，早安。
I spoke here before, but I didn't realize I was so tall.
我在这儿讲过道，可是没有想到这个讲座这么高。
It's either that or my eyesight is getting worse and worse. It's harder for me to see.
还是我的眼睛视力已经不如了，所以不容易看到我的 iPad.
This morning, by God's grace, we will share from 1 Kings chapter 21.
今天我要分享是《列王记上》21章。
For the sake of time, I will read through in English, and those of you who are more comfortable reading in Chinese can follow along.
为了方便起见，我会读英文。其他弟兄姐妹，你们愿意的话，自己看中文。
Okay, I will be reading from the ESV. Everybody can hear me okay, right?
大家都听得见我的声音哈。
Okay, 1 Kings chapter 21. Now Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard in Jezreel, beside the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. And after this, Ahab said to Naboth, Give me your vineyard, that I may have it for a vegetable garden, because it is near my house.And I will give you a better vineyard for it. Or, if it seems good to you, I will give you its value in money. But Naboth said to Ahab, The Lord forbid that I should give you the inheritance of my fathers. And Ahab went into his house, vexed and sullen, because of what Naboth the Jezreelite had said to him. For he had said,I will not give you the inheritance of my fathers. And he lay down on his bed and turned away his face and would eat no food. But Jezebel, his wife, came to him and said to him, Why is your spirit so vexed that you eat no food? And he said to her, Because I spoke to Naboth, the Jezreelite, and said to him, Give me a vineyard for money.Or else, if it please you, I will give you another vineyard for it. And he answered, I will not give you my vineyard. And Jezebel, his wife, said to him, Do you now govern Israel? Arise and eat bread and let your heart be cheerful. I will give you the vineyard of Naboth, the Jezreelite. So she wrote letters in Ahab's name and sealed them with his seal.And she sent the letters to the elders and the leaders who lived with Naboth in his city. And she wrote in the letters, Proclaim a fast, and set Naboth at the head of the people, and set two worthless men opposite him, and let them bring a charge against him, saying, You have cursed God and the king. Then take him out and stone him to death.And the men of his city, the elders and the leaders who lived in his city, did as Jezebel had sent word to them, as it was written in the letters that she had sent to them. They proclaimed the fast and set Naboth at the head of the people. And the two worthless men came in and sat opposite him. And the worthless men brought a charge against Naboth in the presence of the people, saying,Naboth cursed God and the king. So they took him outside the city and stoned him to death with stones. Then they sent to Jezebel, saying, Naboth has been stoned. He is dead. As soon as Jezebel heard that Naboth had been stoned and was dead, Jezebel said to Ahab, Arise, take possession of the vineyard of Naboth, the Jezreelite, which he refused to give you for money.For Naboth is not alive, but dead. As soon as Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, Ahab arose to go down to the vineyard of Naboth, the Jezreelite, to take possession of it. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, Arise, Go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, who is in Samaria. Behold, he is in the vineyard of Naboth, where he has gone to take possession. And you shall say to him, Thus says the Lord, Have you killed and also taken possession? And you shall say to him, Thus says the Lord, In the place where dogs lick up the blood of Naboth, shall dogs lick up your blood, your own blood. Ahab said to Elijah, Have you found me, O my enemy? He answered, I have found you, because you have sold yourself to do what is evil in the sight of the Lord. Behold, I will bring disaster upon you. I will utterly burn you up, and will cut off from Ahab every male, bond or free, in Israel. And I will make your house like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha, the son of Ahijah. For the anger to which you have provoked me, and because you have made Israel to sin. And of Jezebel, the Lord also said, The dogs shall eat Jezebel within the walls of Jezreel. Anyone belonging to Ahab who dies in the city, the dogs shall eat. And anyone of his who dies in the open country, the birds of the heavens shall eat. There was none who sold himself to do what was evil in the sight of the Lord like Ahab, whom Jezebel, his wife, incited. He acted very abominably in going after idols, as the Amorites had done, whom the Lord cast out before the people of Israel. And when Ahab heard those words, he tore his clothes and put sackcloth on his flesh and fasted and lay in sackcloth and went about dejectedly. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, Have you seen how Ahab has humbled himself before me? Because he has humbled himself before me, I will not bring the disaster in his days, but in his son's days I will bring the disaster upon his house. Okay, let's have another short prayer.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you that we can come in front of you once again this morning.
天父，我们感谢你，今天早上我们能聚在你面前。
As we broke the bread and drank the cup, we remembered your son.
当我们拨开饼和杯的时候，我们记得你的儿子。
We remembered all that he has done for us.
我们记得他为我们所做的一切。
And we thank you for your eternal word.
谢谢你的话。
We pray earnestly that in the name of Jesus, you would speak to us.
我们若奉你的名祷告，你必接纳我们。
Your people, your children are in front of you this morning.
你的百姓，你的儿女今天来到你面前。
May the Holy Spirit open our ears and open our hearts and our minds.
愿你的灵打开我们的耳朵，我们的眼睛，我们的心。
To hear what the Spirit of the Lord wants to speak into our hearts.
听到圣灵借着你的话向我们说话。
May the Lord Jesus be exalted, magnified, and glorified in the midst of your people this morning.
愿你的名，主耶稣基督的名被高举、被荣耀、被尊崇。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。
It's a long chapter.
这是一段很长的经文。
But it's a story, so I think it's a little bit easier for us to kind of remember and to follow along.
但是 读过一遍可以让我们记得发生的事情。
I assume most of you, if not all of you, are very familiar with Ahab.
我看到有些你们中间有一些，当然不是所有的。 非常熟悉亚哈王的故事。
But for those who have never read the Bible and just read this chapter,
对于你们从来没有读过圣经, 那今天就读这一章经节的时候,
and didn't know anything about Ahab,
你们可能完全不知道亚哈王的事。
We may read this chapter and at least from verses 1 to 4, we may think that he was a bit childish, but reasonable and fair.
当你读到第一节到第四节的时候，你会觉得他只是一个非常孩子气的，但是也蛮有理性的人。
At least in the first four verses, we didn't do anything wrong.
尤其在第一节的时候，你没有看出他有什么错误。
When we look at verses 5 to 7, we see that Ahab was pouting like a little kid.
读到五到七节的时候，你会看到亚哈王就像一个孩子一样。
His wife Jezebel came to him and challenged him.
他的妻子耶洗别来到他面前挑战他。
You call yourself a king?
你还能称自己是王吗？
Let me show you how a king is supposed to behave.
让我告诉你，一个王应该怎么样来有行动。
Let me show you how a king, a true king, is supposed to handle situation like this.
让我告诉你一个真实的王啊，如何处理现在你所面对的问题。
And then when we look back on verses 8 to 16.
然后我们再看到第八节到十六节。
Jezebel wrote a letter to the elders and the leaders in Ahab's name.
耶洗别用亚哈的名义写了信给长老和领袖们。
The instruction was to the elders and the leaders to accuse Naboth in the presence of the people.
这封信的内容目的在要长老和领袖们控告在民众面前控告拿伯。
The accusation is supposed to be that Naboth cursed God and he cursed the king.
他们这个控告的理由就是拿伯咒骂皇帝和上帝。
You know, it looks like Jezebel is kind of familiar with the law of Moses.
看起来耶洗别蛮熟悉以色列人的律法。
Because she knew that in the law of Moses, you need at least two witnesses.
因为摩西的律法里提到，你要控告任何人需要有两个证人。
We see that in Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 15.
在生命记十九章十五节。
Oh, we're not going to read the verse. It's okay.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. It's in that verse that two or three witnesses are needed for an accusation like this.
他这里讲到两个到三个的证人的口供做见证，可以定案。
And also, according to Leviticus 24:16, blasphemy against God is actually punishable by death.
在利未记二十四章十六节也说到这个亵渎神是要被打死的。
Okay, this one we will read. Whoever blasphemes the name of the Lord shall surely put to death. All the congregation shall stone him, the sojourner as well as the native, when he blasphemes the name, shall be put to death.
那亵渎耶和华名的必被致死，全会众总要用石头打死他。不管是寄居的，是本地人，他亵渎耶和华名的时候，必被致死。
The elders and the leaders of the city received this letter from Jezebel.
长老和领袖们从收到这个耶洗别的信。
With these instructions.
给他们指引。
Don't you wonder what they thought?
这些领袖们、长老们难道不会去思想吗？
It doesn't look like they asked any questions or raised any questions.
看起来他们没有提出任何的疑问。
It doesn't look like they had any problems with these instructions.
他们对于这种指示好像也没有什么困难。
They didn't have a debate or a discussion about the rightness or the wrongness of this.
他们中间没有讨论，也没有辩论 这件事情是否对或错。
They arranged it and they executed this terrible conspiracy.
他们就简简单单地执行了这个可怕的阴谋。
You know, it seems as if the elders and the leaders and even the citizens of this city were used to this kind of a thing.
看起来好像这些长老、领袖甚至市民都习惯于这种事情。
Brothers and sisters, as the leaders go, so do the followers.
弟兄姐妹们，一旦领袖们做错了，群众就会跟着错。
King Ahab, his queen Jezebel.
亚哈王的皇后是耶洗别。
We read in verses 25 and 26, but when we read Kings and Chronicles, we read that Ahab was one of the worst kings in the history of Israel.
我们在列王记上下看到亚哈王是以色列人中几乎是最糟糕的一个国王。
Verse 25, we had read, there was none who sold himself to do what was evil in the sight of the Lord like Ahab.
我们在25节、26节读到，没有一个王像亚哈一样自卖去做这些邪恶的事。
Those of us who are familiar with the story of Ahab, we know that Ahab married Jezebel, who was a daughter of a Sidonian king.
熟悉这个亚哈王的人都知道，亚哈王娶了耶洗别，而耶洗别是西顿王的女儿。
And Jezebel, brought with her all the detestable practices of the Sidonians.
耶洗别从西顿带来了各种可憎恶的偶像的这个拜偶像的习俗。
The Sidonians worshipped Baal and the Ashtoreth.
西顿人拜巴利和亚瑟拉。
And they practiced abominations that God condemned.
他们所行的拜偶像的这种可憎恶的行为是神所憎恶的。
If we look at Leviticus 18, Deuteronomy 12, and Deuteronomy 18.
当你看利未记十八章生命记十二章和十八章的时候。
These chapters tell us about some of the abominable practices of the Sidonians.
这些里头都提到西顿所行的那些变态性的行为。
They practiced deviant sexual practices and idolatry.
他们实行这种非常变态的性的行为。
They also practiced demonic things such as divination, fortune telling, and child sacrifice.
他们也执行一些出于鬼魔的一些东西，像占卜、算命和儿童的献祭。
These practices were taught and were led by Satan.
这些的行为是撒旦所教导、所带领的。
These were deviant practices of the world.
这也是属世界的魔鬼的一些行为。
And these were all practices of the lusts of the flesh.
这些也都是因着人的情欲而造成而行出来的。
Ahab and Jezebel worshipped false gods and practiced the things that they conjured up as right practices.
耶洗别和亚哈王所做的这些是不单偶像崇拜，而且行的是一些黑暗的邪术。
And as leader, Ahab demonstrated to all the people that these things were good and acceptable.
作为一个领袖，亚哈王显示给他的百姓，说这些都是可以接受的。
When the heart and the mind of a man is led by Satan and the world and the flesh,
当人的心、人的眼都被啊撒旦所领导啊，被这个世界所和自己的情欲所控制的时候
，any combination of these three things will lead one to practice wickedness.
啊，人就很自然会愿意去接受，甚至继续来做这些邪恶可憎的事。
So according to Jezebel's instructions.Two worthless men came and accused Naboth.
根据耶洗别的指示，两个匪徒来控告拿伯。
And at the words of these two worthless men, an innocent man was taken outside of the city and killed.
根据这两个匪徒的话，一个无辜的人就被带到城外，被石头打死。
Brothers and sisters, this is what happens when people, when leaders demonstrate practices that are according to Satan, the world, and the flesh.
弟兄姐妹，这个就是一个领袖，他因着跟随撒旦的权势而做出很多可怕的决定。
Two worthless men were used.By Jezebel, the elders and the leaders, to kill an innocent man.
两个匪徒被耶洗别用来啊，在众人面前杀害了这个无辜的人。
I'm reminded of 1 Samuel chapter 30. It's a contrast.
这使我想到在。撒母耳记上第三十章的一个对照。
First Samuel chapter 30 tells us a story of how David countered worthless men in what they said.
在撒母耳记上第三十章提到大卫如何回应一些匪徒匪类的话语。
While David and his men were away.
当大卫和他的手下离开不在的时候
，The Amalekites had come to Ziklag where they were staying and took away the women and the children and all their possessions.
亚玛力人来到了喜格拉，他们呢掳掠了所有大卫和手下的他们的家眷、儿女，还有他们的东西。
David's wives and his children, all his six, he had 600 men who were with him.
大卫的妻子、儿女，总共有600个人被掳掠而走。
David and the 600 men cried their hearts out.
大卫和他的手下大哭，放声大哭。
Because they had lost all their loved ones.
因为他们失去他们最爱的。
But God told David to go after the Amalekites.
上帝告诉大卫去追赶亚玛力人。
So David and his 600 men pursued after the Amalekites.
所以大卫和600个手下一起去追赶。
After a while, 200 of the 600 men grew very tired.
追了一段时间，200个人中间200个人觉得疲乏了。
They couldn't continue, so they stayed with the baggage while David and the 400 men continued.
他们实在无法继续，所以呢，他们就留下来，让大卫和其他400个人继续追赶。
Eventually, God granted David victory over the Amalekites.
最终，上帝让大卫打败了亚玛力人，得到胜利。
David and his men were able to rescue every single one of their loved ones and all their possessions.
大卫得回所有他们所爱的人和产业。
And as a bonus, everything else that the Amalekites owned, they took as spoils for their possession.
甚至除此之外，他们也得到了很多亚玛力人的产业。
So David and the 400 men came back to the 200.
大卫和那四百个人一起回去见了到见到那两百个人。
When they came back, the Bible says, some wicked and worthless men.
当他们回来的时候，有一些恶人和匪类。
I forget which verse that is. I have it in my printout. So these men said, they, pointing to the 200, these worthless and wicked men said, they didn't go with us. So whatever belongs to them, the women and their wives and their children, they can take that and they can leave.
这恶人和匪类说，既然这两百个人没有跟我们一起去，那么他们可以拿去他们的妻子儿女他们的东西，那他们就可以走了。
That was in verse 22, 1 Samuel 30:22.
在撒母记上三十章二十二节。
But in response, David said in verse 23.
大卫在二十三节回答说
But David said, You shall not do so, my brothers, with what the Lord has given us. He has preserved us and given into our hands the band that came against us. Who would listen to you in this matter? For as his share is who goes down into the battle, so shall his share be who stayed by the baggage.They shall share alike. And he made it a statute and a rule for Israel from that day forward to this day.
大卫回答说，弟兄们，耶和华所赐给我们的不可不分给他们，因为他保佑我们，将那攻击我们的敌军交在我们手里。这是谁肯依从你们呢？上阵的得多少，看守器具的也得多少，应当大家平分。大卫定此为以色列的律例典章，从那日直到今日。
As goes the leader, so go the followers.
领袖如何，跟随者也就必如何。
David demonstrates to us the character, the nature, personality of the Lord Jesus and how he handled both those who stayed behind in the baggage and even the worthless men.
大卫在对待跟随他追随敌兵的和留下来看守器具的人中间，显出了从耶稣基督来的性情美德。
He called these wicked and worthless men brothers and gave them instructions.
他称这些恶人和匪类为弟兄。
But Ahab and Jezebel, they did not fear God.
但亚哈王和耶洗别，他们却不是这样。
They followed the lusts of their flesh and did wicked and evil in the sight of the Lord.
他们跟随自己的肉体情欲和邪恶，而不惧怕神。
As the leader goes, so the followers go.
领袖如何，跟随者也必如何。
When the leaders fear the Lord and lives according to the word of God,
当领袖们敬畏神，而照着神的话去生活的时候，
the people who follow, the people under him will observe and imitate.
所有跟随他，服在他底下的人也必然照样去做。
But when the leader does whatever right is in his own eyes, the people will also do whatever is in his right in their own eyes.
当领袖们照着自己以为对的去做的时候，他底下的跟随者也一定照着他们自己以为对的去做。
We see this in the country.
我们看见这是成为真实的。
We see this reflected in workplaces.
我们也在我们的工作的地方，在这个社会看到这样的情形。
When the leaders live and demonstrate certain character, those who are subordinate to them will imitate.
当领袖们做他们自以为对的事的时候，跟随者也照样去做。
And brothers and sisters, we know this is true in our homes, in our workplaces, and in the church.
我们知道，弟兄姐妹们，这些事发生在我们的家庭、我们的社会、我们的学校和我们的教会。
Looking at verses 17 to 24,
当我们看到列王记上21章17到24节的时候，
The Lord sent Elijah to Ahab.
上帝派以利亚去见亚哈王。
Through Elijah, the Lord was pointing his finger at Ahab and accusing Ahab of murder and theft.
当上帝借着以利亚来指着亚哈王来控诉他做的邪恶的事情，谋杀的事情。
But wasn't Ahab in bed pouting?
亚哈王的反应是什么？
Wasn't it Jezebel who conjured up this conspiracy and wrote that letter?
不是耶洗别做出这样的阴谋的吗？
Brothers and sisters, it was Ahab's wife who did this.
弟兄姐妹，这是亚哈王的妻子做出这样的事。
But God held Ahab responsible for his wife's actions.
可是上帝却要亚哈王为他妻子的行为负责任。
In the eyes of God, what Jezebel did, Ahab did.
因为耶洗别怎么做，亚哈就怎么做。
In the eyes of God, what Ahab did, Jezebel did.
在神的眼中，亚哈王做的就是耶洗别做的。
What Jezebel was guilty of, Ahab was also guilty.
当耶洗别所犯的罪，亚哈王也犯一样的罪。
You know, if Ahab was a righteous man,
如果亚哈王是一个公义的人，
when he heard what happened,
当他听到以利亚所说的所将要发生的事，
and he took care to find out what happened,
而且他很仔细的去明白发生的事情。
That an innocent man was murdered.
一个无罪的人被谋杀了。
He would have torn his clothes, put on sackcloth and ashes, and mourned.
他会撕裂他的衣服，穿上麻布，脸上头上蒙灰而哀哭。
Remember when King David heard that Abner was murdered by Joab?
你还记得大卫王为了亚尼尔被杀的时候，他很痛苦。
Joab had murdered an innocent man.
约雅将军谋杀了一个无罪的人。
David had torn his clothes, put on sackcloth and ashes, and mourned Abner's death.
大卫王他撕裂衣服，披上麻衣。头上蒙灰来哀痛亚尼尔。
David had lamented the injustice suffered by Abner.
大卫王为了公义没有在亚尼尔身上执行而受苦而伤心。
Ahab did not do that.
亚哈王却不是这样。
Ahab was more than happy to go and take possession of the vineyard that belonged to Naboth.
亚哈王欢欢喜喜的要去得这个葡萄园，拿伯的葡萄园。
He didn't care less how it was done.
他一点都不在意别人的痛苦。
His wife did it, but God held Ahab responsible.
他的妻子所做的事，上帝要亚哈王来负责。
The Bible tells us that a husband and a wife are one body.
圣经告诉我们，丈夫和妻子是一体。
Husbands have a responsibility given by God to correct and to his wife.
丈夫向神负责，要去纠正，要去改变他的妻子。
The wives also have a responsibility given by God to keep and to hold her husband accountable.
同样的，妻子也要向神负责，为她的丈夫要能够在神面前被神接受。
It is God's will that husbands and wives work with each other to draw closer to God rather than away from God.
这是神的心意，要丈夫和妻子越来越接近神，以至于他们也彼此靠近。
So, in our marriages,
所以在我们的婚姻里面，
if by chance our husbands and our wives say something or does something that we know God does not approve of,
如果丈夫听到妻子看见妻子做了一些什么事情是神所不喜悦的，
we have a responsibility from God to correct that and to point that out.
我们有一个责任要把它指出来，然后把它对付清楚。
Otherwise, if we let it slide, if we let it go, if we enjoy the fruits of that sin,
否则的话，我们任凭它，甚至不理它，甚至我们享受这个其中的果实，那我们就是得罪神的了。
God will hold us responsible even if we didn't do it.
这也会使我们要负起这个责任来，虽然我们没有做。
And this principle holds true in our partnerships, in our work. When we see, even if our bosses do something that's sinful, it is our responsibility from God to stand firm against that.
这个原则也应用在我们跟人的交流，在我们的公司，在我们的工作的地方。如果我们看见有任何得罪神的地方，我们需要把它点出来。
We either have to answer to man, or we have to answer to God.
这个不论是人或者男人或者女人，丈夫或者妻子。
So God told Ahab through prophet Elijah, that Ahab murdered an innocent man and stolen his property.
所以上帝借着先知以利亚告诉亚哈，他谋杀了一个无辜的人，而且偷了他的产业。
For this evil and all the wickedness and the evil that Ahab led the Israelites to commit in front of the Lord.
这一切的邪恶是不单是在亚哈身上，也在以色列面前，以色列人面前所犯的罪。
God said he was going to bring disaster upon Ahab and his household.
上帝为此就降灾非常可怕的灾害临到亚哈王。
In the midst of this, we see Elijah is a faithful prophet.
我们从这里也看到以利亚非常对神的忠心。
If we read the story of between Ahab and Elijah,
当我们读到亚哈王和以利亚之间的故事的时候，
we know that Ahab hated Elijah.
我们知道亚哈王痛恨以利亚。
Even in the chapter we read, when Elijah came to speak to Ahab, Ahab called him my enemy.
甚至在这一章中，当以利亚去见亚哈王的时候，亚哈王也非常痛恨他。
The fact is, Elijah's life was always in danger every time he went to talk to Ahab.
事实上，每一次以利亚要跟亚哈王讲话的时候，他的生命都有危险。
Because God always had something against Ahab to tell Ahab.
因为神永远是在亚哈王做错什么事的时候，要以利亚去告诉他。
But with courage from the Lord, Elijah faithfully went to Ahab again to tell what the Lord told him to say to Ahab.
所以以利亚实在是蛮有主给他的勇气，以至于他胆敢到亚哈王面前去告诉他上帝要他说的话。
We mentioned it before, verses 25 to 26 tells us that Ahab was the worst king in the kingdom of Israel.
当我们回顾25节到26节，他提到亚哈王是几乎是最坏的、最糟的一个王。
Those of us who are familiar with the history of the kings of Israel, I think would agree with me that Ahab was one of the worst, if not the worst king in the history of Israel.
事实上，在以色列的历史中，亚哈王是最邪恶的王之一，如果不是那最最邪恶的王。
As a leader, as a king, he demonstrated to his people all the wrong things, all the wicked and the evil things that a king should not commit.
作为一个国王，作为一个领袖，他在众民老百姓面前展示出来的所有的这些不应该做、邪恶的、出于肉体的这些被神所憎恶的事。
Even the elders and the leaders had no problem with the evil that they were asked to commit.
即使是长老、领袖们都要为这些邪恶的事情负责。
So when the Lord, when Elijah goes to Ahab with the words from the Lord saying that terrible things are coming upon you.
当神的话临到以利亚，叫他来到亚哈王面前，神要他告诉亚哈王神所给他的惩罚。
Don't you find verse 27? Surprising and shocking.
当你读到二十七节的时候，你会不会觉得很惊讶，也非常的不可思议？
It says, when Ahab heard those words, he tore his clothes and put on sackcloth on his flesh and fasted and lay in sackcloth and went about dejectedly.
亚哈听见这话，就撕裂衣服，进食，身穿麻布，睡卧也穿着麻布，而并且缓缓而行。
Actually, remember in verse 4, when Naboth rejected his offer, he had gone down, he had laid down on his bed and turned his face and would not eat.
你还记得第四节的时候，当他不高兴的时候，他就闷闷不乐地躺在床上，转脸向内，也不吃饭。
Was Ahab pouting again because of the bad news?
亚哈王是不是又因为坏消息而在那边发脾气了呢？
What was he doing?
到底他在做什么？
Brothers and sisters, you know some people that you know for a long time.
Some people.
I'm sure there are people that you know that you knew for a long time.
我相信你们对于你们所长久认识的人。
You know their character.
你知道他们的性格。
You know what they're like.
你也知道他们内心的想法。
They demonstrated again and again and again and again the lying tendencies. They demonstrated again and again.
他们不停地展示出来。
That they're liars.
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 他们是说谎者。
They're cheats.
他们欺骗。
They're adulterers.
他们犯奸淫。
If you have observed somebody like this for year after year after year,
如果你注意到、观察到这样的人，一年又一年的这么做。
And a liar says something that's true.
但是这个说谎者说了一些真实的话的时候，
Would you believe it?
你会承认吗？
Somebody who's been cheating on his wife for years.
有的人欺骗他的妻子多少年？
And says, I will not do it again.
然后有一天说，我再也不这么做了。
Would you believe it?
你会接受吗？
I don't know anywhere in the Bible where Ahab is described like this.
我不知道在任何地方圣经上提到亚哈王是这样。
That the closest thing that I see that Ahab did something like this in verse 27 is in verse 4.
最靠近27节亚哈王行为的表现是第四节。
When Ahab heard those words, he tore his clothes and put on sackcloth on his flesh and fasted and lay in sackcloth and went about dejected.
当亚哈王听见这话，就撕裂衣服进食，身穿麻布，睡卧也穿着麻布，并且缓缓而行。
And let's read verses 28 and 29.
让我们读28节、29节。
These two verses I would like to read in English and I would like to have it read in Chinese as well.
Okay, 这一次我不单读英文，我们也读中文。
And the word of the Lord came to Elijah Tishbite, saying, Have you seen how Ahab has humbled himself before me?Because he has humbled himself before me, I will not bring the disaster in his days, but in his son's days, I will bring disaster upon his house.
耶和华的话临到提斯比人以利亚说，亚哈在我面前这样自卑，你看见了吗？因他在我面前自卑，他还在世的时候，我不降这祸。到他儿子的时候，我必降这祸与他的家。
Wait a minute.
等一等。
Is God serious?
神真的是这样说吗？
Doesn't he want to wait and see?
他不想再等一等再看吗？
Doesn't he want to observe Ahab for a while?
他不想再观察亚哈一小段时间吗？
To see if Ahab really means it?
看看亚哈是不是真的悔改了？
Who in the world would believe that Ahab meant this repentance?
全世界有谁会相信亚哈真的要愿意悔改？
Who in the world would have believed that Ahab humbled himself in front of God?
谁会相信亚哈王真的在神面前谦卑自己？
Surely he doesn't mean it.
没有人会相信。
Surely he's putting on a show.
Wait, sorry.
Putting on a show.
哦，他可能只是在表演一下。
He's pretending.
他是在装假。
Brothers and sisters, I have to admit, if people I know.
弟兄姐妹，我必须承认，如果我认识了一些人，
even the people close to me.
对于那些跟我很亲的人，
even my family members.
甚至是我的家人，
if they say something or do something that is out of the ordinary.
如果他说什么做什么是跟他往常完全不一样。
They always had a bad temper.
他们总是有一个坏脾气。
And one time shows demonstrates self-control.
但是有一次他们表现出能够自制。
It would raise my eyebrow.
这会让我非常惊讶。
I would wonder what the motivation is.
我会稀奇他的动机是什么。
I would wonder What's the circumstances? What is the logic and the thinking behind this?
我会稀奇这个情况和他背后的逻辑思考是什么。
He must be up to something. He must be up to something.
他必定想有所企图。
He's doing this to get something.
他想要得到什么东西。
That's how I usually look at people when they surprise me.
这是当有些人使我很惊讶的时候，我会这样子看他们。
So my first reaction to something like what Ahab did would be disbelief.
我第一个反应对亚哈王这样的情形是不相信。
But let's say he did mean it.
那当我们来讲，他真的。 是悔改了。
I don't think he deserves pity.
我也不觉得他配得这个饶恕。
I don't think he deserves to be pitied.
我不觉得他配被人家怜悯。
I don't think he deserves to be spared everything that God said he will do to him.
我也不觉得认为他配得到一个。 神要给他的灾害都不会临到他这种结局。
Ahab deserves all of it.
亚哈王只配得所有的灾害。
Ahab deserves to suffer.
亚哈王应该受苦。
Ahab deserves to pay for all the terrible things that he did.
亚哈王应该为他所做邪恶的事情付代价。
Actually, in reality, it's true. Ahab doesn't deserve pity or forgiveness.
这个真实的情况是亚哈王不配得到任何神的可怜。Actually,
God knows that too. God knows that too.
神自己也知道。Ahab
doesn't deserve it.
神知道亚哈王不配。But
God gives it. Anyway,
但是神仍然给他。
God had mercy and grace on Ahab when God knows that Ahab doesn't deserve it.
神给亚哈的所有的恩典怜悯，是因为神知道他根本不配得到。
Why?
为什么？
Because Ahab humbled himself before the Lord.
因为亚哈在神面前。 自卑。
That one time that Ahab really meant it.
那一次亚哈真的是这样子的自卑。
God saw the genuineness of Ahab's heart.
神搜寻了亚哈里头真实的心。
And even though God knows that he doesn't deserve mercy.
即使神知道他不配得到怜悯。
God chose to give him grace and mercy anyway.
神选择无论如何也给他恩典怜悯。You
know, God's mercy and grace is offensive to some people.
神的恩典怜悯对有些人是会不高兴的。How
can God allow somebody to go to heaven when he's been murdering and raping people all his life.
神怎么可能欢迎一个人上天堂，而这个人在地上杀人、奸淫，无所不作？
That is not right. That is not just.
这是不对的，这不是公义的。
You know, this kind of grace is even offensive to even us believers.
神的怜悯有时候对我们这些信徒也会觉得不高兴。
Somewhere along the way, we become like the Pharisees. We become like the Pharisees.
有些时候我们会像法利赛人。We
know in our hearts and minds that God gave us mercy beyond understanding.
我们在心里、在头脑里都知道神给的怜悯是超过我们的想象力、理解力。
But over time, our hearts become hard.
可是多少时候我们的心变得刚硬了？
We become legalistic.
我们变成律法主义。
And we condemn and refuse to give grace, even when God is willing to give grace and mercy.
我们定罪，我们拒绝给怜悯，甚至连神都会赐下怜悯的时候。
Remember the story of Jonah?
记得约拿的故事吗？
God told Jonah, go to Nineveh and tell them that trouble is coming to them because of their wickedness.
神告诉你约拿去尼尼微啊，告诉他们麻烦要来了，因为他们所做的邪恶。
Jonah fled.
约拿逃跑了。
Jonah went the other way.
约拿走相反的方向。
But God orchestrated everything so that Jonah wound up in Nineveh.
但是神采用各样的方式让约拿最终到了尼尼微。
Grumblingly, unwillingly, he went throughout Nineveh to tell them that God's wrath is coming.
他不停地抱怨，不停地生气，但是他进了尼尼微去告诉人神要他说的话。
The Bible tells us that the king of Nineveh repented.
圣经上说，尼尼微国王悔改。
And he told the citizens to repent.
他也告诉他的百姓要悔改。
And God did not execute that judgment.
神就没有执行那个审判。
And Jonah complained.
约拿就抱怨了。
Jonah 4, verse 1 and 2.
约拿记第四章一到二节。
Jonah said to God, I knew that you are a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and relenting from disaster.
约拿说，我知道你是有恩典怜悯的神，你不轻易发怒，也有丰盛的慈爱，也迟迟的去降灾。
Jonah, a faithful prophet of God,
约拿知道神的心，
did not think it right that God should be so gracious. Did not think it right that God should be gracious and merciful.
约拿不认为神应该对不降灾给尼尼微。
This grace that God demonstrate to Ahab.
这个就解释出神为什么对亚哈王这么有怜悯。
I think it is offensive.
我想这是吻合的。
Especially when those who really, really, really don't deserve it receive this kind of grace and mercy.
特别是那些非常非常非常不配得到救恩的，他们得到神的恩典。
But we all know, in the eyes of God, each and every one of us have received this kind of mercy and grace before the Lord.
我们也都知道，我们每一个人都得到神这样子没有条件的恩典怜悯。
Because as nice as we are,
因为就算我们再好，
as law-abiding as we are,
就算我们多么遵守律法，
just one of our sins, just one of us and our sins,
只有我们中间的一个罪，
for each one of us, Jesus, the innocent man, had to beLet out of the city to be killed.
耶稣基督都被要为了这一点点一个的一个的罪，他都要被带到城外被杀。
Brothers and sisters, as we journey through life,
弟兄姐妹，当我们走在人生路上，
we get to meet people and get to know people.
我们会遇到很多人，也认识很多人。
And once in a while, we've discover and find out something about that person that makes you just shake your head. that makes us shake our head.
当我们发现我们认识的那个人所做的所说的使我们摇头。
This man and this woman kept something, such a horrible sin, hidden all this time.
这个人他们一直犯了多么多么可怕的罪。
Sometimes the sin is just terrible.
有人有的罪实在可怕。
Sometimes the sin may be doesn't seem so bad.
有的罪好像也没有多糟。
But we discover in our life that people are indeed sinners.
我们可以仍然说这些都是罪人。
Even though we're surprised by the sinfulness of man, we're not really surprised.
Sorry.
Even though sometimes we are surprised by man's sin.
虽然有的时候我们对人的罪很惊讶。
We realize that that's man.
我们知道其实无所谓。
But brothers and sisters, as we live before God,
弟兄姐妹，当我们活在神的面前，
and as we get to know the Lord Jesus a little bit better,
当我们越来越了解认识耶稣基督，
this man is different.
这个人就会不一样。
This man surprises us in how good he is.
这个人会使我们惊奇他多么的好。
This man surprises us in how loving he is.
这个人使我们惊奇，他是多么的能爱人。
This man surprises us in how gracious and merciful he is.
这个人也会使我们惊奇，他是如此的有恩典，有怜悯。
So the things that we discover and realize about this man.
所以我们真正要去理解的是这个人。
May initially make us shake our heads and scratch our heads.
也许我们过去摇摇头，抓抓脑。
But in the end, our conclusion is, wow, what a God, what a God.
但是最后我们的结论是，哇，我们的神是何等的一位神。
This is the kind of God that we serve, brothers and sisters.
这是我要跟弟兄姐妹分享的。
May the Lord surprise us more and more often of His goodness, His love, and His mercy.
愿神使我们越来越惊奇对他的爱、怜悯和恩慈。
Okay, let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for the amazing grace that you have given to us.
亲爱的天父，我们为你给我们的奇妙的恩典何等的感恩。
When you truly open our eyes to see.
当你真正打开我们的眼睛，让我们看见。
Each and every one of us acknowledge that.
我们每，sorry.
Each and every one of us here acknowledge.That we're like Ahab too.
我们中间每一个人在这里都像亚哈王一样。
We don't deserve your mercy.
我们不配得着你的怜悯。
We don't deserve your grace.
我们不配得着你的恩典。
But you chose to have mercy on us.
但是你选择。
You chose to be gracious to us.
你选择给我们恩典怜悯。
You chose to love us.
你选择来爱我们。
We thank you and we praise you.
我们感谢你，赞美你。
May you plant your word deep into our hearts.
愿你把你的话深植在我们心中。
And cause that seed to grow.
让我们来寻求你。
Into the fullness.
让我们能成长，完全的成长。
Of the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
长出你圣灵的果实。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
阿门。
阿们。